Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Looking back at our past can be tempting, especially when we have regrets or missed opportunities. Dwelling on the past prevents us from fully experiencing the present moment and all its potential. In this message, we will explore the dangers of looking back and learn why it is important to live in the moment and focus on the future. Through life stories, reflective questions, and powerful Bible verses, we will be encouraged to let go of our past and trust in God's plan for our lives. Join us as we discover the power of living in the present and not looking back. The topic is, Do Not Look Back, and our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18.
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18, Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past.
Have you ever heard the saying, what's done is done? While it's true that we can't change the past, it's also true that looking back can hold us back and prevent us from moving forward in life. This was the case for a young man named Eddie, who learned the hard way that it's dangerous to look back. Eddie grew up in a small town and had always been fascinated with cars. He would spend hours in his garage, tinkering with engines and building his dream car. By the time he was in his 20s, Eddie had created a one-of-a-kind car that he was proud of. However, life got in the way and he had to sell his car to make ends meet. Years went by, and Eddie moved on with his life. He got married, started a family, and had a successful career. But he couldn't shake the memory of his beloved car. He would often daydream about it and long for the days when he used to work on it in the garage. One day, Eddie stumbled upon a blog post about a vintage car show that was happening in his hometown. He was immediately drawn to the idea of seeing his old car again. So, he took a day off from work and headed back to his hometown to attend the show. At the show, Eddie finally found his old car. He was overjoyed to see it again and couldn't resist the urge to take a look under the hood. But as he was examining the engine, he noticed that something wasn't right. The car was in disrepair and had been poorly maintained. Eddie was crushed. He realized that the past was gone and that he couldn't bring it back. The experience left Eddie feeling defeated and nostalgic. He couldn't shake off the thought of his old car and how much he longed for the past. He started to dwell on the past and let it consume him. One day, while walking down the streets, Eddie couldn't help but reminisce about the past and his regrets about the car. He became so consumed by his thoughts that he failed to notice the oncoming traffic and was struck by a car. Eddie was rushed to the hospital with severe injuries. While in the hospital, Eddie found the word of God in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18, which says, Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. He was struck by the words and realized that he had been holding himself back by dwelling on the past. As he lay in his hospital bed, he realized the true danger of looking back. He realized that dwelling on his regrets was not only a waste of time, but it had also put his life in peril. He found out that looking back only prevents us from seeing what is in front of us and can cause us to miss out on the present moment and all its opportunities. Sharing his experience, Eddie said, I found out that dwelling on my past was not only hindering my happiness but also putting my life in danger. The past is gone and cannot be changed, and focusing on it only takes away from the beauty of the present moment. Today, do you also focus on the past? Have you lost something that it's difficult to bring back and you can never let go of the memories and the thoughts? Maybe you are worrying about the opportunities you have lost in the past or the mistakes you have made. Leave the past today. And don't get stuck in it, the past is a trap. It costs more to live in the past than in the present. Our Bible text today, in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18, admonishes us to forget the past. It says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past." As Christians, we are called to move forward in faith, leaving behind our past mistakes, regrets, and sorrows. The temptation to look back is strong, especially when the past holds fond memories or when we face challenging circumstances in the present. But dwelling on the past only hinders our growth and our ability to fully trust in God's plan for our lives. In the book of Genesis, we see this illustrated in the story of Lot's wife. When God warned Lot to flee the city of Sodom, he commanded them not to look back. But Lot's wife couldn't resist the temptation to glance back at the familiar comforts of her former life, and as a result, she was turned into a pillar of salt, Genesis chapter 19 verse 26. Similarly, in the New Testament, we see that Jesus himself warned his disciples against looking back. In Luke chapter 9 verse 62, Jesus says, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." When we focus on the past, we are unable to move forward in our faith and serve God effectively. So, how can we resist the temptation to look back? The answer is to fix our eyes on Jesus and the hope he offers. As the author of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." When we focus on Jesus and the hope of eternal life with him, we are better equipped to let go of our past and move forward in faith. Take some time to reflect on these questions. What are some past experiences or memories that tempt you to look back? How does focusing on Jesus and the hope he offers help you let go of your past? In what ways can you practically resist the temptation to dwell on the past and move forward in faith? As you reflect on these questions, remember the words of Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Paul was reminding us to focus on the future and not dwell on the past. Let's strive towards our goals and leave our regrets behind. Ask God today to help you resist the temptation to look back and to instead fix your eyes on Jesus and the hope he offers. Also tell him to strengthen you to leave behind your past mistakes, regrets, and sorrows, and to move forward in faith. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today to thank you for your never-ending love and grace. We ask that you help us to understand the message of not looking back and to live in the present moment. Help us to focus on what is in front of us and to let go of our regrets and the past. Today, we ask for your guidance as we strive towards our goals and to not be hindered by our past mistakes and experiences. Give us the strength and courage to face the challenges of life and to trust in your plan for our lives. Help us to fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith, and to live our lives for your glory. We pray that this message will encourage others to live in the moment and not look back, but to focus on their future with hope and purpose. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 7, chapter 8 and chapter 9. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 25 verse 31 to 46. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.